fiery horse at the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Away!
To 14-year-old Bobby Hanks, his father was the bravest man in the whole county. He had his father's own word for it, and had often listened enraptured as his dad recounted many tales of his bravery and daring. But to the people of the town of Longhorn, Bobby's dad was known as Windy Hanks, teller of tall tales and a subject for laughter and ridicule. One evening, as motherless Bobby sat eating supper with his dad in their small home outside of town, the boy took an old faded handbill from his pocket and spread it on the table.
What's that you got there, son?
It's an old handbill I found in some rubbish back of the sheriff's office there.
Oh, that's it. I see. Wanted for a stagecoach robbery. Outlaw known as Lightning Moody. 6'3", about 200 pounds. Gray eyes, scar on left cheek. Say, this is an old handbill, Bobby. Lightning Moody went to prison over 5 years ago.
Did you ever see him, Dad?
See him? Why, son, 'twas me who caught up with him and got him put in prison.
You did?
Yep, I sure did, son.
Tell me how you captured him, will you, Dad?
Well, now, Bobby, it ain't much of a story, but if you insist...
Tell me, Dad, please.
All right, then, I will. Well, 'twas well over 5 years ago, like I said. Of course, we'd heard about that stagecoach robbery, and them handbills was already out. I went to Longhorn and was riding up the main street. Oh, hold there, oh boy. But you say that was Lightning Moody?
That's right, Hanks. Here comes the sheriff now.
Hey, the sheriff, hey, what's happened?
Howdy, Sheriff. They say Lightning Moody robbed the cafe.
That's right. Lightning's so quick on the draw, nobody has a chance to stop him.
He's a bad hombre to fool with. Guess we'd better get a posse together right away and get after him.
Count me out, Sheriff.
It's sure death to follow Lightning.
I got a wife and kids.
How about you, Hanks? We can always count on you.
Well, Sheriff, if my friend the Lone Ranger was here, it wouldn't be any need for any posse. Him and me would go get Lightning ourselves.
You mean you know the Lone Ranger, Hank?
Well, why, as well as I know you, Sheriff. Of course, there isn't time to get him here, so I guess you'll have to ride along with me.
You mean just the two of us?
But shucks, there's only two of them, isn't there?
Well, all right, Hanks. Long as it's you I'll be riding with, I guess I can risk it. I'll go get my horse right now and meet you in front of the jail.
Golly, Dad. Did just you and the sheriff go after them?
Yep.
And do you really know the Lone Ranger? That masked man I've heard so much about?
Sure, son. But that's a secret between you and me. That masked man don't like for people to know we're good friends, you see.
But you just told me. You said to the sheriff and all those men...
Well, by now, they've all forgot that, Bobby. Let me tell you about when we caught up to Lightning Moody.
Go ahead, Dad. What happened?
Well, it was like this. The sheriff and me cut sign on them outlaws till we come to a shack away up in the hills where they was hiding out. We drew rein about 50 yards from the shack. Oh, hold there. Oh. Well, Sheriff, this is the end of the trail.
Yeah, sure. But we haven't got a chance, Hanks. They'll pick us off as we move in on them.
Sheriff, when outlaws like that see that a man's got plenty of nerve, it scares them so they can't shoot straight. Let's walk right up to the shack.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Hanks. I haven't got that much nerve.
All right, then. You stay here and watch. I'll move in on them alone.
Hanks, I never met a man with nerve like that.
Why, it's nothing at all, Sheriff. Just second nature to me. Well, might as well get it over with. You're wasting your bullets, Lightning. All right, Lightning, come out or I'll come in after you.
You do, and I'll fill you full of lead.
Here I come.
Don't shoot again. We give up.
Come out with your hands up.
I didn't count on any hombre like you following us.
Hanks, that's the bravest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, now, don't mention it, Sheriff. Call on me anytime. Now we'll take these coyotes back to town.
Golly, Dad, you might have been killed.
I'm still here to tell about it, son. And Lightning Moody's rotting away in prison.
You ought to be Sheriff of Longhorn, Dad, instead of Mr. Todd.
Oh, I'm satisfied to let things stand as they are, Bobby. What's more, like I always say, it's better you don't tell folks what I tell you. You see, the sheriff might be a wee bit sensitive about me doing so much.
Guess I don't have to tell them. They must know how brave you are. One thing I do hope, though, Dad.
What's that, son?
I hope someday the Lone Ranger will come this way so you can let me meet him.
Well, come, son. We better wash up the dishes now.
It was about a week later. Dan Reed, young nephew of the Lone Ranger, was in the general store in Longhorn buying supplies.
Anything else, son?
That's all, thanks.
My dad told me to stop by.
Hello there, Bobby. Your dad wanted a slab of bacon. That's it right there on the counter. He's lucky. That's the last bit of bacon I got in the store.
Guess we are lucky then. Thanks.
Hey, mister. We're in a hurry. I want some bacon.
Sorry, I haven't got a bit left, stranger.
Hey, there's some Lightning.
That belongs to the boy there.
I'll be going along now.
Hey, wait a minute, kid.
Hey, you can't take that.
Who says I can't?
Hey there.
That'll teach you some manners, Button.
See here, stranger, you can't take that away from the boy. It's already been sold to him.
Who says I can't? When Lightning Moody wants something, he usually gets it. And I want bacon. And what's more, I got it. Come on, Weary.
I've heard about you, Lightning Moody. You just wait till my dad hears about this. Then you'll be sorry.
Maybe the kid's old man is a sheriff, Lightning. Yeah, maybe he is. I'm interested in that old man of yours. Who is he?
Look here, you can't come in here.
Now, kid, What's that about your old man making me sorry?
My dad got the best of you once before, Lightning Moody. And when I tell him you slapped me and took our bacon, he'll come after you. You just wait and see.
What's your old man's name?
Windy Hanks, that's why.
Never heard of him. But I'm interested in meeting up with him. You tell your old man I'll be at the cafe all afternoon.
You'll leave town if you know what's good for
him. Ah, shut up.
Oh!
Come on, Weary. All right.
I'll be waiting at the cafe till 9 for your old man to show up. Tell him that for me, Button.
Golly, that's a mean-looking man.
Son, that Lightning Moody is one of the meanest, toughest hombres around here. Bobby, less you say about this, the better. You're liable to start lightning gunning for your dad, and that'd be just too bad. I'm sorry about the bacon, son.
Oh, that's all right. But just the same, I'm going to tell Dad. He'll settle with Lightning Moody.
Guess I'll be going.
I'll help you carry some things outside if you want me to.
Thanks.
Come in again, boys. Goodbye.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
This is my horse. Steady, Victor. Steady, boy.
Golly, sure's a fine horse. My name's Bob Hanks. What's yours?
Mine's Dan Reed. There. Guess that'll ride all right. Say, Bob, did your father really get the best of that big man, Lightning Moody?
Sure. Dad caught him once when he robbed the cafe. And Dad got him sent to prison, too.
Gee, honest?
Yep. My dad's not afraid of anyone. Did you ever hear of the Lone Ranger?
Did you say the Lone Ranger?
Uh-huh. My dad and the Lone Ranger are friends. Dad told me so. Good friends, he said.
I see. Are you really going to tell your father that Lightning Moody's waiting for him at the cafe?
Sure. Dad would want to know. And would he be mad when he hears what that old outlaw did in the store?
Yes, I guess he will be mad about that. Well, guess I'd better be getting along. Steady, boy. Hope we meet again soon, Bob.
I'll see you again, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye. Come on, Victor.
A short time later, Bob entered his home in a state of great excitement.
Dad, wait till you hear what happened.
Well, son, what's all the excitement?
He's in Longhorn right now.
Who's in Longhorn, Bobby?
That outlaw, that's who. He'll sure be sorry he picked on me, I bet.
Well, now, look, son. Calm down a bit and tell me what this is all about.
That outlaw, the one you sent to prison, Lightning Moody, he's in town.
Lightning Moody? I don't... Lightning Moody!
Yes. Just last week you were telling me about how he caught him single-handed and you sent him to jail. He stole our bacon and slapped me. But he sure was surprised when I told him about you.
When you told him about... Now, listen here, son. You didn't go and tell him that
I told him my dad got the best of him once and put him in jail. And that you'd come to town and make him sorry for what he did.
You said that to Lightning Moody?
Yes, and he tried to bluff his way out of it too, Dad. He said to tell you he'd be waiting at the cafe for you to come there. Maybe he won't even wait for you to get there, Dad.
Now, look here, Bobby. I told you not to repeat what I told you.
But after what he did, I just couldn't help it. Golly, I knew as soon as you heard about it, you'd get your guns and go right in and run him out of town.
But I don't guess he took you serious, son.
Oh, yes, he did, Dad. He tried to look real tough in front of the others, but I'll bet he was really scared. Anyway, he said for you to come to the cafe before 9, that he'd be waiting. Can I ride into town with you, Dad? I'll keep out of the way.
Well, I don't guess I'll be riding into town, son. I don't feel any too well. And anyway, I ought to go over to Pikeville on some business.
But, Dad, after what I said, the whole town will know. If you don't go to the cafe to meet Lightning Moody, they'll think you're afraid.
Oh, you're just excited, Bobby. I plan to ride to Pikeville anyway.
They'll all say you ran away if you go to Pikeville now. Dad, you've got to go to face that outlaw. You just got to. Don't you see?
Oh, son, you don't understand.
Dad, if you don't go, I won't believe anything you ever told me. I won't ever believe anything you tell me ever again. Thank you.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. After bidding goodbye to Bob Hanks in town, Dan Reed rode to the camp where the Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting.
Oh, Victor, stay.
Well, Dan, did you bring the supplies?
Yes, sir. While I was in the general store, a big rough man came in and took a slab of bacon away from another boy who was there.
Oh, that's not good, Dan.
I know. He seemed like a nice boy. His name was Bob Hanks.
Who was the man who took the bacon, Dan?
His name was Lightning Moody.
Lightning Moody? He's an outlaw and a very bad character.
Ah, me remember him.
Bob said he was going to tell his father about what happened. He told me his father caught Lightning Moody once and put him in prison. And when he finds out what happened, he'll go down and run Moody out of town.
But that's not right. Boy tell that?
Yes, and he said his father's a friend of yours, sir. Good friends is the way he put it. He told me his father wasn't afraid of anyone. Guess his father must be a very brave man, isn't he?
No, wait a minute, Dan. I want to get this straight. You say that boy Bob Hanks claims his father caught Lightning Moody once and sent him to prison?
That's right.
He also claimed his father knows me?
Yes, he said his dad told him so.
Boy's father not tell truth.
So it seems, Tonto. Lightning Moody went to prison several years ago. I helped send him there. His time was up about a month ago.
That right.
What's more, I never heard of Windy Hanks.
Me hear about him in town. Him talk much like Big Win. Make up plenty stories.
You mean he told Bob a lot of lies then?
Well, I doubt that he lied to his boy intentionally, Dan.
But... Oh, him make brave talk in front of boy.
I guess he has the boy believing he's a very brave man.
Oh, yes. Bob thinks there's no one like his dad. He was sure his dad would go to settle with Lightning Moody.
Moody's big and tough, and he's unusually fast on the draw. That's why he's called Lightning. Unless Bob's father is really exceptional, he'd be no match for Moody.
I like Bob Hanks. Oh. I'd hate to have him think his father was, well, not what he always thought he was.
Yes, I know what you mean, Dan. It would be too bad if the boy lost faith in his father. I guess Windy Hanks didn't expect his tall tales to catch up with him.
I wish there was some way to... Oh, well...
Dan, if I thought this would really be a lesson to Bob's father, perhaps I could... Tonto. We'll ride into town and see what's going on. Maybe there's some way we can teach Windy Hanks a lesson and at the same time keep Bob's faith in his father intact. At least it's worth a try.
It was after 7 o'clock. The news that Lightning Moody was waiting for Windy had brought a curious and tense crowd to the cafe. Lightning and his friend Weary stood at the end of the bar facing the street door and talking in low tones. They failed to notice the Indian who had eased in the back way and who stood leaning against the wall within earshot.
Look, Lightning, let's get out of here. You know as well as I do that kid was just shooting off his mouth.
Hey, listen, Weary. I don't expect anything hombre like that Windy to show up any more than you do. Especially after what I've heard about him. But what that kid said this afternoon gave me a reason for hanging around here.
Why do you want to hang around this place?
And look, by 9 o'clock, they ought to have a lot of cash in their till.
I know, but
a little before nine, I'll get the drop on the crowd sudden-like. Then you get the cash from the bartender and we'll be on our way.
Ah, so that's the plan, huh?
Sure. The crowd has been waiting around for something to happen. They don't know it'll happen to them.
Give us a couple of more drinks.
Coming right up, mister.
You don't know it, but all our drinks are on the house tonight. Hmm? And we'll get their cash besides.
Slipping out of the cafe, Tonto made his way into the shadows where the Lone Ranger was waiting.
That you, Tonto? Find out anything?
Me hear outlaws talk. Them say hold up cafe when 9 o'clock come. Then them leave.
Moody's story that he's waiting for Windy to show up is just a cover-up. Did you investigate the back entrance?
Yes. Back room dark. Door go into cafe from back room. And no one there.
Good. It'll be a perfect setup for my plan. And with their mind on the hold-up, Windy will have a real chance.
Well, how do you get Windy to cafe?
I'm going after him, Tonto. You wait here. We'll meet you shortly before 9.
Me wait, Kimasabi.
Good. Here, Silver. Keep your eyes open, Tonto.
Pretty big fellow. Come on, Silver.
Later at Windy Hank's home.
Dad, I'm glad you didn't ride to Pikeville, but if you're going to go to meet Lightning Mooden, you better start. There's only an hour left, Dad.
Oh, now, Bobby, I told you, son, there was a reason I couldn't go to meet him.
Golly, Dad, everybody will laugh at us if you don't.
I wonder if he... That is, I...
You'd better open the door, Dad.
Yeah, I guess I better...
Hello, Windy.
A masked man. What do you...
Who is it, Dad? Say, look out there, Dad. A big white horse. And the man, he's wearing a mask. He must be your friend, the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Guess you thought I wasn't coming, Windy.
Dad, then it was true about you knowing him. That's why you didn't go to town. You knew he was coming to see you.
Well, I...
Your father and I are going to town together. You ready, Windy?
But
I'll get your guns, Dad.
See it through for the boy's sake, Windy. I have a plan.
Where are your guns?
I don't know what to say.
We'll do our talking on the way to town, Windy.
Golly, Dad. Golly.
Golly. I'll be back soon, son. I hope.
Hurry. Haven't much time.
I'm coming, masked man. Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Dad. Boy, I bet old Lightning will be sorry now.
As 9 o'clock approached, the crowd in the dimly lighted cafe were laughing and talking about the further jibes and ridicule they could now heap on the head of Windy Hanks. But suddenly their laughter and chatter were hushed by Lightning Moody's cold, hard voice.
All right, you hombres. I got all of you covered. Get the cash, Weary.
It's a holdup. Careful, everybody. It means business.
The first hombre that makes any kind of a move will get a bullet.
I got the stuff, Lightning.
Everybody line up over near that wall. Now we're going out. Remember, don't any of you try to...
You ain't gone no place, Moody.
What the...
It's Windy Hanks.
Windy Hanks, huh?
Yes, sir. Hey, Lightning.
It's a kid's old man, they say.
Yeah, there he is.
Standing in them dark doorway.
So.
Yes, Windy, all right.
You showed up, huh, Windy?
I warn you, Moody. I got you covered.
Goodbye to Windy. You ain't got a chance. Never was much of a shot.
I'll show you, you lying coyote.
My arm.
I'll get him, Lightning.
Oh, my hand. Did you see that? Beat him both to the trigger. Yeah. Show him shooting.
All right, Ben. You can have it now. Take him out of here, Pronto.
What's going on?
I'm telling you, Sheriff. Windy stopped a hold-up single-handed. Walked in on Lightning Moody and his pal and downed them both.
Well, I never. Hanks, that's the bravest thing I ever heard of.
I think
Well, what did you say, Sheriff?
I said that's the bravest thing I ever heard tell of.
Oh. Somehow that sounds sort of familiar. Well, I guess you can handle them, too. I gotta get back to my boy. Well, son, who's your friend, Bobby?
Dad, I want you to meet Dan Reed. He rode out and told me the news. Golly, it's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, Dad.
I'm glad to meet you, too, Mr. Hanks. Bob has told me a lot about you.
Yes, and now you see it's all true, Dan. Funny thing, though. This afternoon, I sort of thought Dad was afraid to go down to meet Lightning Moody.
Oh, I knowed what you were thinking, Bob.
But all the time he was waiting for his friend, the Lone Ranger, to come by. Then they rode to town together.
I see.
I sure had you fooled, son. You know, all along I was figuring on going. I suspected maybe Lightning Moody was fixing to pull something funny down there tonight.
Is that so?
Yep. You see, son, you can't do things right without making them out first, you see. And I spent some time this afternoon figuring out what I was going to do, and then I went ahead and done it.
Tell us what happened, Dad, will you?
Oh, well, now, Bobby, it ain't much of a story. But if you insist...
Tell us, Dad, please.
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Well, it was like this, boys. By the time I got to town, I was ripping mad at the way Moody treated my Bobby. And then, suspecting he was up to a robbery or something, I knew I had to act fast and keep my nerve.
I can imagine. What did you do?
I walked in the back way, just calm as you please. I size up the situation in a glance, and then I pull my gun and give him warning. Lightning swung on me quick as a wink, but... what's that? Where'd you get it, son?
That's a silver bullet, Dad.
Sure, but where'd you get it?
From the Lone Ranger, Dad. And he said every time you told of your adventures, I should drop that on the table in front of you to remind you of him.
Yeah.
What happened? Did you shoot Lightning's gun away like they said? And then
look, son, let's stick to facts. I did go in the back way and all, but when it come to the shooting, I guess I just pointed my gun and a kind providence did the rest. Son, you're getting a little too old for stories now, and from now on your pa's going to let you do the talking. You and that silver bullet.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.